AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is setting a new vaccination goal. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
By July 4th.
To have 70% of adult Americans at least one shot and 160 million Americans fully vaccinated.
At the same time, he acknowledges vaccine demand has dropped nationwide, with some states leaving more than half their allotted doses unordered. To make it easier for those who do want the shots, the president's calling for them to be available on a walk-in basis. He admits it'll be hard to encourage people who don't want the shots, whom he calls doubters, but says most will be swayed by knowing their failure to get one can cause others to get sick and maybe die.
This is your choice. It's life and death.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration will also be shifting how it allocates shots to states. Press Secretary Jen Psaki says governors can follow supply and demand.
It's up to them. They can order up to their full allocation based on population. They can also order less.
In California, Los Angeles and San Francisco became the first major urban areas in the state to meet infection thresholds to move to the least restrictive tier for reopening. A total of 7 of the state's 58 counties are now in the so-called yellow tier, which is the final stage of a phased reopening plan before a projected return to business as usual in California, June 15th. Former Florida governor and now Congressman Charlie Crist wants to be governor again. He's a Democrat now. Crist says he will focus on Governor Ron DeSantis' handling of the pandemic.
Every step of the way, this governor has been more focused on his personal political fortune than the struggles of regular Floridians. And that's just not right. Just like our former president, he always claims credit, but never takes responsibility.
A 24th person has died from the collapse of an overpass on the Mexico City Metro. A train fell on a roadway. This is AP News. A team of canvassers is going door to door in Detroit to get the message out to get vaccinated. The health department wants people in Detroit to know the shots are free.
Hello, hello. Passing out COVID-19 vaccination information.
Supervisor Anthony Brinson says there's a lot of misinformation.
When they know the facts, I think it'll help get them out.
Various campaigns are also underway in black and other communities of color. Mecca Shabazz is not vaccinated.
Right now, at this moment, I'm not like, okay, I gotta get it right now. Like everybody when it first came out had like, we about to get it right now. I'm just probably gonna wait.
Some in Nicola Sproker's family got vaccinated.
They've gotten a little bit sick from it and stuff, you know. So I'm saying, is it worth it or not worth it? You know, I really don't know.
Victoria Covari with the mayor's office in Detroit says,
we're going to knock on every residential door in this city.
So far, only about 31% of Detroit residents eligible for vaccinations have received at least one dose. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.